say if you've been fishing, you say, I've been fishing all day, but I haven't. I haven't caught any fish.
Oh, I haven't caught any fish.
And a sweet liquid, you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie. You call that a
salt. Yeah, salt is full, because we make salt to put a lot of pudding, okay. Anything like that.
And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I ate for breakfast.
Or you say, yesterday by 7 o'clock, I had already
eat my breakfast.
Okay, and tomorrow I'm gonna
eat a little earlier.
And if dinner was on the table and the family standing around the table, you tell them, now just go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay, so you say, so they went ahead and they
help yourself.
And I asked him to pass that over to me since he had already what himself. He's already what himself to that. We're talking about helping himself. He's already
helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say help himself?
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone's standing up, you might tell them to
sit down.
So they went ahead and they
sit down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sit down.
And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you might say, no thank you, I don't.
That's what I'd say.
I don't what?
I don't want any.
I don't care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been what's been done to it. If it's been cooked and then, like say you cook something Sunday, and Monday you heated it up and ate it again.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
What would you say? You'd say the food's been what?
I think it's been warmed over.
Okay. What would you call food like that you're eating for a second?
Leftovers.
Huh?
Leftovers.
Okay.
That's what I do. I don't cook. I cook here on a Saturday. You think I'm going to cook again and put them on to the next Saturday? I put that ice box, I'm going to go and warm it up and eat it. I ain't throwing my food away. Anybody threw anything like that, ain't nothing but a monkey.
You just cook once a week?
Once a week. Once every Saturday, I cook.
Well, don't you get sick of eating the same?
No, I never do. No, it's up my life. I like old pinto and butter beans and black-eyed peas and all that stuff. I can't eat that kind of stuff no kind of way. I don't care if it's just been bought, just grown up in the garden. I can't eat that. It makes me sick. I don't kind of beans. That medicine is a spring beans, English peas. I can eat them.
Uh-huh.
That's all. I eat no dry beans. I ain't going to eat them either. They make me sick on the dog.
Any other name for string beans?
I don't know.
What about green beans?
Green beans, what do you call them? Green beans and string beans, all the same.
Kentucky Wonders.
What about
snap beans?
Yeah, snap beans, you call them snap beans.
What about butter beans? Is there another name for them?
I don't know.
What's lima beans?
Lima beans.
Is that different from butter beans?
Same thing.
I think it's the same thing, I don't know.
Baby lime.
I don't know about them beans, but I don't fool with them.
Uh-huh.
With English peas, string beans, I don't know what peas I fool with.
You know, with English peas, if you buy them fresh, to get them out of the pods,
mm-hmm.
You have to...
Well, I buy mine in canned, no fool.
What do you say you're doing when you get them out of the...
When you open them up.
Shelling
them out.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth, and then you begin to...
Chew on it.
And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't what it.
He couldn't swallow it. It's too tough. Sometime it is.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
What would you call it?
Yeah.
Vegetable?
Huh?
Vegetable.
Okay. Any special name for them if you grow them yourself?
Yeah, I call them beets, carrots.
Homegrown fresh.
Homegrown stuff, you know.